Yes.
Hey, Mike. I do have a comment.
Go ahead.
Can I talk a little bit about the TI?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, well, we had another successful TI camp this year, I believe, didn't we, John? Yes, and I just wanted to comment of the awesome and wonderful staff that heads up that committee. And all the kids and everybody, the adults too, had a wonderful experience. And at the beginning of the camp, the kids were given a cape, and then each day as the day progressed, they were given a badge per day of skills that they were to think about. And at the next day, then they were to share what they felt like they had accomplished that day, or if they could think of something that seemed like a peer would always remind them of something that fit that category. And they got badges for, let me see if I can remember them all. One was for friendship. The next badge was for courage. One was for teamwork. And then the last one was for blindness power. And so they all came up with some awesome goals. We got a t-shirt too to show you.
Hey, got a t-shirt from the friends.
The TI t-shirt that was the superhero was our theme. And it's a t-shirt that instead of saying an S for Superman, it has the initials TI 2018 inside the triangle. That's usually for the Superman sigma. And it says on the side of the arm, it says, "The friends of the commission believe in you."
There you go.
Thank you, friends, again.
All right. Thanks, Becky. The next item on the agenda was an update on our budget. So.
Yes, the budget, we are healthy budget-wise. We don't have to lay off anybody or eliminate important services. In general, like I explained in the past, we get total between state and federal money close to $4 million. Is that right, Kat?
Just over 4 million.
Just over 4 million, 4.1 million. So our goal is not to spend more than $4.1 million in all our programs, what we do every year. Now, we were spending close to $6, $7 million because we were getting lots of realignment and social security, and we were able to carry over money. But we were told we are not going to see those good days on realignment anymore. Last year we only got $85,000 opposed to $185,000. Now from the $4.1 million, close to $3.2 million goes on salaries, benefits, rent, transportation, cars, phones, so forth. So only $880,000 is out there for services. So if you look at the other $850,000 that we used to get from realignment plus Social Security, we were used to spend way more money than we really have in the budget. So again, our goal is to spend to budget for $4.1 million. And if we get extra, then we start thinking what we can do next year rather than plan ahead and then don't have the money. I want to thank once again staff members. It's normal. We don't like to be told there's no more money. We get a little concerned. But thanks to the way how our mature staff members invest their time and innovative ways to run the agency, we are providing good quality services. And again, we don't have to lay off staff members. I'm a very strong believer that we can provide good quality services without spending a lot of money. Of course, if we had the money, we want to invest money too, but if we don't, we can still provide good quality services. Is there anything else you would like to add, Kat, or any questions from the board?
I don't think there's anything I want to add other than if there are any additional financial reports that you would like to see, please let me know and we'll work together to get you whatever information you need.
I think I have some materials that I could share with you, Kat, that Bill has given us in the past, not the monthly ones that you've seen recently, but and helped and produced recently. But he especially whenever we do a new, whenever we have new board members come on board, usually we spend some time, whether it be during a meeting or sometimes in the past, it is we'll just do a specific conference call for this very specific topic, and that is to understand the budget process of the commission as a refresher for the current board members, and then as a primer for the new board members coming on board. The next new board members coming on board would be January of 2020. I'm sure we'll be asking for something like that again in that time, but also we could give you the training materials that Bill's given us in the past if you would have any updates to those or improvements to new ideas of a way to communicate that type of information to us. I don't have any questions about the budget. If any of the other board members do, more welcome to ask.
I bet Kat's going to allow the commission to buy her a new computer. She won't have to use Bill's computer. Because he's kind of kept with that computer for like generations, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I'll rib him a little bit about that again. There's several of us that will be coming to, Mark's going to come, one of the former commissioners, Bob Burns, is going to, we'll come to Bill's retirement party next Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yep.
All right.
I have one more thing, if you don't mind.
Right.
Yeah. Very quickly, in the agency, we implemented giving keys to some staff members for some achievement like showing initiative, dignity, efficiency, and belief. So each supervisor have different keys, and they provide or give that to some staff members and show any of those things during the week, month, or 6 months or quarters. They can be also recommended or nominated by any other staff member. So I have some keys here for Kathy Stevens, if you guys wouldn't mind it to her. Because several people mentioned, and this past year especially with a lot of changes, I rely on Kathy a lot. And her initiative was great all this time. Just see how she takes initiative, with you guys, with me, supervisor meetings. She comes to my office and makes sure that I do have what I need. So I want to thank Kathy for the initiative. I have your key here for you. Dignity, several folks say when they come to talk to Kathy, she's always speaking with respect and dignity, not just about staff members, but also about clients. And it really welcomes folks to our end to be more open, and they just feel free, and I can hear how people laugh and tease in her office, besides coming for a candy.
Yeah, really.
Efficiency, same thing, I rely on her a lot, and she's very efficient. She is jumping onto things and doesn't hesitate to do those things. So I'm very thankful for that. And the last one is belief. She does believe on blind people. She does believe on our mission. she believes in what we do, and she shows it on everything she's doing. So I have here for you, Kathy, four keys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Carlos, I love your accent, but are you saying a key as in like you unlock a...
Keys,
like
K-E-Y.
Like skeleton.
I gotta see that.
So, Kathy's gonna need a key ring.
They're probably made out of chocolate.
Connie Daly bought me one a long time ago as a joke.
Yeah, I gotta see these.
Yeah, they're like skeleton keys.
Yeah.
I gotta see the size. It's not like a charm bracelet type size.
No.
No. It'd make a big necklace, though.
Well, they are chocolate. That's okay. So what color are these things?
So they're some are kind of a goldish color, maybe a brass color, and then some are silver.
Oh, so there's you get two golden keys and two silver. Is that it? Golden keys are more valuable.
Thank you, Carlos. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you for everything you do, Kathy.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing you guys are doing. When did you start that?
That was an initiative from, I think, Connie Daly brought it up a year or so ago. Connie, is that right?
All right, the next thing on the agenda is the Newsline report, and I'm bringing that up on my computer right now. Okay, the Newsline report in its entirety will be included in the meeting minutes. I won't go through all the statistics. Brian Baldwin, our state Newsline coordinator, spoke, or in his report talks a little bit about some activities that have gone on related to Newsline in the last few months. One of them was at the NFB National Convention. There were some Newsline activities there, some training opportunities. It sounds like some public, you know, open forum type of things to get suggestions for to improve Newsline, to get comments from users. He did not talk about any new newspapers or publications that were added to it in the last few months or any other new features. He did also, however, talk about some efforts that he's been having over the last several months related to building his Twitter presence related to Newsline in the state of Nebraska as a communication resource for Newsline users in Nebraska. And so his full report will be in the minutes, and I welcome you to go check it out. The next item on the agenda is the Client Assistance Program complaints and issues. Carlos, were there any CAP issues in the last quarter?
Well, officially speaking, since I sent you that one, no, but last week we had one.
Okay.
And it has been solved. It was under the...
Let me give you the microphone.
Okay. Yeah, officially speaking, there are not, but last week there was one, so it's not in the report we sent you. And this one is about a exiting vendor from the MBE program that was complaining about the fact that we haven't reimbursed him for his initial inventory on time. It takes time to count all the inventory and all those things, but there was some miscommunication and some delay from our part, but it's being handled, it was taken care of, and I understand the case is closed now, but it was mainly miscommunication.
Okay. Thank you. All right, the next item on the agenda is our second and will be our last public comment period for today. Is there, and I'll go ahead and do this again by location, is there anyone in Norfolk that would like to seek the floor? Okay, I was going to say, not hearing anyone. Is there anyone here in North Platte that would like to seek the floor? All right. We did not have a break scheduled, so we'll just move right along. The next item on the agenda was, real quick, just to retouch on the November meeting date and location. That had been in flux a little bit. Throughout the year, we had talked about a couple different topics, a couple different dates for that. It will still be the first Saturday in November, and it will be at Outlook Nebraska's facilities in Omaha. And so more answers for Robert as regarding all their services that they, their plans that they have. We'll get a first-hand chance to hear those from Eric and to see the new facilities that they have. So we look forward to being there in Omaha in November.
Will that be the focus topic?
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, okay. So the last meeting, I believe we had originally, at one point in time, we're trying to make arrangements to be down in Nebraska City again, and the dates just did not work out for them in November, and this did. So I think that's the change from what we had spoken about in some of our previous meetings in the year. Next item on the agenda was officer elections, and I want to just say that my term as a commissioner is going to end in 2019. So this coming year will be my last year as a commissioner. I'll be term limited out and will not be eligible to continue. And as my predecessor did, Julie Johnson, when she was facing the same situation, she decided to not seek the re-election to be the commission board chairman again her last year, to instead let somebody else take that position. And she could sit back and help as needed and just try to make it a smooth transition from one person to the next. That seemed to work well for her and I, and thought I would go ahead and try that here as well. So this year I will not be seeking to be reelected as chairman of the board. And with that, I don't think I'm out of order by doing so. I would like to nominate Mark Bolger as chairman, or for the position of chairman. He's not here to accept. However, he has been talked. We've spoken about this, and he does accept the nomination for chairman. I would entertain any other additional nominations for chairman of the board. There's few enough here. I think we're all right. So, not hearing any other nominations, I'd go ahead and we'll do a roll call vote here real quick for chairman. Robert?
Yep.
So I guess this would be an affirmative for Mark as chairman of the board. So Robert does vote yes. Chad?
Yes.
Becky? Okay, and I vote yes as well. we just so that there's no questions or anything, we did investigate real quick just the procedural questions about Mark being elected and not being present today, and there is not a procedural issue with that. His duties will go into effect as soon as we notify him that he has officially been elected chairman of the board.
Of course, he was asked about it first. It's not going to be a surprise.
That is correct. He would, like I said, he's been. We've spoke about it already. He accepted the nomination. He said he'd be happy to serve. So, okay, I would open the floor, or I'd open the floor to nominations from the board for the position of vice chair.
I nominate.
Go ahead, Becky. All right. Is there any other nomination? Or Robert, would you accept that nomination?
Sure. I thought maybe that's something you were going to do, being there for Mark, but that's okay.
All right. Was there any other nominations?
No.
Okay.
Can I get a second?
We don't need a second.
We don't need a second.
Okay. Nope, not for nomination. So I'll do a quick roll call vote. Robert, would you? So this is positive for.
I always vote for myself. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Chad.
Yes.
All right, Becky.
Yes.
All right, and I do also vote for Robert to be vice chair. So, congratulations, Robert. You've done a fantastic job in the past, and I know you will continue to do so in the coming year. Lastly, but not least, Executive Secretary. Are there any nominations for Executive Secretary?
I nominate Becky.
Becky, do you accept the nomination?
Sure.
Okay.
Say it with conviction.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Are there any other nominations?
No.
Okay. We'll do a quick roll call vote for to elect Becky as Executive Secretary. Robert?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
Becky? Okay. And I say yes as well. That makes three votes, so that is a quorum. Okay. All right. So the officers for the board, for the Board of Commissioners for the next 12 months will be Mark Bulger as the Commission Board Chairman, Robert Newman as the Vice Chair, and Becky Reakin as the Executive Secretary. Thank you guys very much for being willing to serve and for all the great work you've done in the past and that I know you'll continue to do in the future.
Yeah, thanks for your work over the last year.
Yes.
So
yeah.
You've been excellent.
Absolutely.
And you were around during that tough year last year getting a new director.
But we all were.
It was a lot of work.
Team effort.
Oh, yeah.
So the next item on the agenda is just some final announcements. I do have a few. We already talked about our November meeting date. Typically, I remind everybody about that, but that was a separate item. We did not have an item on the agenda today for the staff suggestion box, but typically we do. That was an oversight on my part. But there were not any suggestions submitted. But just a reminder to staff, if you do have anything that you think needs to come to us, and that is an avenue you can take, and we're happy to take those and read them and follow up on them the best that we can. So feel free to submit those in the future if you think, if you'd like to. The next item I have down here as announcement was, mainly for the board members, was just to be prepared in November. I guess I'm speaking out of turn now. I'm not going to be the chairman of the board in November, but I'd say be prepared to talk about meeting dates and times and locations and topics and so on for the 2019 calendar year. So that hopefully we do the best we can to get those taken care of in November and be set for the year for 2019 so that everybody can get those on their calendars. I'd also like to thank the Friends of the Commission for their support for PI and the other things that they've done throughout the year for the Commission.
I'll pass that on to the board. It's great. Thanks.
You're very welcome. But thank you for your support. It makes programs a little easier. It makes working with the clients a little easier, solve some problems, and we greatly appreciate the support. And finally, but not last but not least, I'd like to thank Bill Brown for his years of service to the Commission, serving as our financial guru, and he's done a wonderful job. I know Kat will do well filling his shoes, as big as they are, but we do appreciate everything that he's done in the years past, and we'll greatly miss him. And I know some of the board will be at his retirement party on Tuesday, and But just for everybody, we just want to wish him the best in his retirement and hope that he enjoys it. And again, thank you for all the time that he served as a member of our team in the state of Nebraska, serving the blind.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Unless there is any other final announcements or comments from the commission board, I think that we've reached the end of the agenda for today. I'm double-checking my notes to make sure I didn't have another. Just officially for Carlos, I guess I'll just mention, and I'll put a plug in here for Jim Urok, since we didn't have a commissioner's report today. I did, the only thing I didn't mention that I was working on in the last few months since our last meeting was we did complete the executive director evaluation process and do all the communications necessary with the Office of State Personnel and get documents filed and official, all that taken care of. So we did spend some time the last couple months formally writing up his final evaluation document and getting that put into his personnel file and so on. So that's all taken care of for this year. But that is all that I have. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you all for coming.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, North Platte, for being
our
host.
It was wonderful to see everybody here from our staff, and we'll hope to see everybody again in the future, and we'll be adjourned until November.